All right. So yesterday, kind of a housekeeping episode to make up for missing on July 8th, kind of explain that. But today we're going to talk about, and today's original title was why I'm not using the Rodecaster Pro for live video. And I wrote that title a few weeks ago. And today I had to rewrite that title. And the title today is why I'm using the Rodecaster Pro for everything audio. Yeah, everything changed, folks, over the last week and a half or so from when I wrote these titles 3-4 weeks ago. I came up with all my titles through, I think, August 3rd, and things have happened since then. I had given up on the Rodecaster Pro when I wrote these titles. I had given up on trying to use it. I was happy with it for basic things like live video and podcasting and that sort of thing. I was very happy with it for basic things. It wasn't that I was unhappy or disappointed, because the Rodecaster's not, I don't know necessarily built for somebody who's got putting all the pressures on it that I'm going to put on it. I want to go in and out of Instagram Live with high quality audio. I want to be able to multicast. I want to be able to use multiple computers and run it through my audio equipment. And have audio coming from all sorts of different other accessories and interface inputs, and like phones and iPads, and I want all that. And I was having a hard time with the Rodecaster doing what I wanted to do. And I had given up, and I know the story is going to be old hat. You're gonna know the story like the back of your hand by the time it's all said and done, but I had pretty much given up, and I had posted some content, and Mike Murphy comes out and says, where there's a will, there's a way. And it just kind of grinded on me. I had to figure it out. I knew I had to figure it out. This thing is a glorious piece of equipment, and I hadn't figured out how to use it in the fashion that I wanted to use it. But where there's a will, there's a way. And just because Mike says it doesn't mean it's true necessarily, but on the other hand, a lot of the times it is true. And so I started ordering some different cords and interfaces, and started thinking about how to route my audio between devices differently than I had thought it about it and had taught myself before. And I realized that what I want to do and everything that I want to do in my studio can indeed be done with my Rodecaster Pro. Now, Rodecaster Pro is not cheap. They're $600. Okay. But my Mackie mixer, just my Mackie mixer, which was one component of my live video studio, was a $400 piece, $400 to $450 piece of equipment, depending on whatever the pricing was at the time. I mean, it was, I think I paid $400 for it, but the last time I looked, they were like $430. But it's a lot of money for that one thing, and it only does one thing. My compressor was $140, not expensive, but it's not cheap either. It's still $140. It's $140 out of your budget for a compressor. That's an optional piece of equipment. It was a compressor limiter gate. It does three things, kind of like a printer copy or fax machine does three things. They throw three things into this one unit and sell it for $140-$150. And I loved my compressor limiter gate made by Behringer, even though Behringer is considered a low tier audio brand, or maybe middle tier audio brand. They're not considered like the best audio brand, for sure, but they're it's good stuff. It's just not, it's middle of the road probably. But I loved my compressor limiter gate. I had a Focus, and I still have all these things. They're in a box now, though. I totally dismantled my studio on Monday of this week. Yesterday for me, I'm recording I'm recording all the way through probably Wednesday the 17th here on July 9th. So if I say yesterday all week, it means it's probably going to mean Monday, July 8th. But I totally dismantled my studio, all the equipment. I mean, I dismantled, there were so many cords. There were so many adapters. There were so many, I mean, it just, but I loved it. I built it. It was my hard work. It was my ingenuity that figured all this out. And then Rode comes along, and for $600, they offer a device that if you put your mind to it and figure out all the ins and outs of this thing, does all the stuff that my other stuff was doing, and does it better, and does it easier, and does it better with less mess, and does it better. It's brilliant. The colors and Rode just knocked themselves out. Now, this is their first iteration of the Rodecaster Pro. I can't wait to see what the Rodecaster looks like version 2 and version 3 and version 4 as the years go by. You know, we'll have to make a separate episode on that. What I'd like to see in the next version of the Rodecaster. But, you know, Mike Murphy's little comment kind of is like a little itch that needed to be scratched, right? And I figured it out. And I'm so glad that I did, because this thing is changing my life in an instant as a creator. And it's exciting stuff. And I'm going to work hard to see that it changes the lives of other creators, new and old, people that are not in age, new and old as in people who are seasoned creators who want to simplify things, and people who are getting new, becoming new creators who don't want to bark up the wrong tree and go down the wrong roads. They want to do the right thing right out of the gate. This is the piece of equipment for them. It's just the way it is. So instead of saying, you know, why I'm not using the Rodecaster Pro for live video and all that, I'm telling you why I am. Because it works. I have, you know, here's the thing. I haven't tested some of the stuff that I believe this thing will do. I haven't tested it during a live broadcast. But when you're and I consider myself an audio and video professional. There's plenty of people out there that are much more professional and knowledgeable than I am, but I'm pretty darn good and self-taught, and I figured this stuff out. And well, here's what I know. That you don't have to go live to test it. I mean, that's the ultimate test. But you can test the equipment, and if it does certain things certain ways while you're not live, and you know that going live won't change that, then you don't need to go live to test it. You know, I'm in the firearms industry, and in the firearms business, I make firearms parts. I don't sell guns. I don't handle the guns. I just make parts, and I make trigger components. It's one of the things that I do, and I make various trigger components. And to test those trigger components, you would think you would need to go out to a field somewhere and test them with live ammunition. No, in fact, you don't even need most of the gun. You just need the trigger assembly, and there's a few certain tests that you can run with just the trigger assembly. And you'll know if it's a safe trigger and hammer and disconnector and whatever's involved in it, the springs and everything. You'll know if it's safe and if it's going to function properly without all the rest of the gun. You don't need the stock. You don't need the barrel. You don't need the sights. You don't need the charging handles. You don't need all the hardware. You don't need any of that. You just need the assembly. And you can do certain tricks, certain ways of working the trigger assembly, and it will tell you if that trigger assembly is inserted into a gun, it will work flawlessly. And same thing here. I don't need to go live. I do certain tests, and I know there were certain tests that I needed to do live. I went live, with somebody to test a couple things. But a lot of the stuff, you just didn't have to go live. So this is changing my life right before my very eyes. And I just couldn't be more excited about it for me and for you guys. So Watch for things to come in the future. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about, we're going to be still on the live video. You know, I've got a lot of great topics coming up in the near future, and I'm just really excited about broadcasting right now because this thing has simplified everything I do, and I just couldn't be more thrilled about it. Folks, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Stay productive.